A scholarly literary magazine is celebrating the music of Texas. But don't let that get in your way of enjoying it.
Let's hear you, Cotton. Let's hear you, my boy. Desde el día en que llegaste a mi vida,
baby, you're the one that's causing my blues.
The band just started playing.
And now time is my time. Time is my whole life.
How many hearts must break? Stay on the safe side.
Bob Wills, Buddy Holly, Freddie Fender, Leanne Womack, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Winterspoon, even some urbane jazz from Ornette Coleman. Songs from them and more are in a CD that accompanies the Oxford American Southern Music Issue, released this month. And Oxford's music editor, Rick Clark, joins us from the studios of WPLN in Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to hear from you, man.
Now, last time we spoke, of course, it was you had the special issue celebrating Tennessee music with the editor, your magazine editor, Roger Hodge. What did y'all, see, I'm getting there already, discover is at the root of Texas music?
In the Texas issue, I wanted most all of the music to be recorded by artists, musicians from Texas, and I wanted a very strong sense of place.
Well, all right, let's begin. Let's listen first to Ray Price, A Girl in the Night.
She lives her life in honky-tonks and the crowded backstreet bars. A world of make-believe that knows no sun, no moon, or stars. Just the glitter of the great white way and the glare of city lights. Where the music's loud, she's in the crowd. A lonely girl in the night.
It really does sound like you just put a quarter into the jukebox in a roadside place in Nacogdoches.
I love Ray Price. I think he's one of the greatest of the country singers. Really, it's almost like saying he's a country singer is he's so much more than that. There's a sophistication, a real class in the way that he executes the songs. But A Girl in the Night, to me, it just sort of embodies that beautiful Texas swing with the walking bass and the reverb-soaked voice, and yeah, it's just magic.
Texas music, of course, encompasses music that comes up from Mexico. Let's listen to this vocal duet, Esperando.
Se han cansado mis brazos de estarte esperando. Se han secado mis labios por tu nombre gritar.
That is Rosita Fernandez. Along with her is Laura Cantu. And Rosita was from San Antonio. In fact, Lady Bird Johnson called her San Antonio's first Lady of Song.
Another duet on the album we ought to take a listen to. This is Kimmy Rhodes and a Texan who needs no further introduction, Willie Nelson.
And I come calling in my Sunday best. I come calling in my Sunday best.
This song is just a marvel of simplicity.
In my Sunday best. Ever since I put your picture in a frame.
Kimmy Rhodes, who's this criminal house no one knows about her, and she's one of the great female artists in Texas. And this song, by the way, it's amazing how you can take a simple idea about something being frozen in time and yet a timeless statement of love.
Ever since I put your picture in a frame.
I recognize that trying to put the birthplace of rock and roll into a single location is a very controversial matter, but Texas certainly has at least a claim on it. you know, even even some of the 60s stuff that got into psychedelia. How do we call that? Psychedelic
stuff. Depends on what you're tripping on, I guess.
Oh, mercy. Did I serve up that line for you? Here's an early track from the Chanteuse of Port Arthur. Of course, that's Janis Joplin.
This song was the opening track on the very first Big Brother and the Holding Company album on Mainstream Records, but the version that was on the album had Janis double-tracked. This is actually an outtake version that most people don't know anything about, and I actually prefer it because you get to hear her singing. You know, it's not covered up with a double track.
Texas is such a diverse society. The biggest Hindu wedding I've ever seen was in Texas. and women were wearing saris and cowboy boots, and men were wearing kurtas and 10-gallon hats. People come to Texas from all over the world. Is Texas music evolving to encompass that, but still does it manage to keep something that's Texas in it?
The interesting thing about Texas is that to this day, you can hear just about anything that emanates from that state, and you can put a finger on a map. And you can't say that about a lot of things, you know?
Rick Clark, he is the music editor of Oxford American Southern Music Issue. This month, all about Texas. He joined us from the studios of WPLN in Nashville. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you so much, Scott. It's always a pleasure.